Yes. Hi. Good afternoon. Few questions on the future of this asset of Helios. I mean, what are the expansion plans? Because I see this as a kind of a main question mark. What is the pipeline of openings for new theaters? Let's say for 2010 and 11. And the corresponding question, which is capital expenditures. With capital expenditures, maybe if you could also comment on the over the past 2 years how much they were and what do you see them in 2010 and 11, let's say.
Okay, I'm afraid this is. We are just after signing, so many questions will remain unanswered until closing, because we have a confidentiality agreement. We are bound by the confidentiality agreement, what we can say and what we cannot say at this moment. So in terms of expansion plans, I cannot comment at the moment. In terms of CapEx for the past 2 years, I don't have exact figures, but in the past few years, there was several new multiplexes built, and on average, for one multiplex, the capex is between 7 and 10 million zloty.
And question: well, you cannot answer on the expansion, but let's say, are you able to give any guidance? Let's say whether you see the expansion over the next few years to be similar pace in terms of the number of theaters as in the past. We see that there was 5 new in 2008 and 3 new in 2009. What kind of numbers? Is it like 3 to 5? It could be a good proxy to expand in terms of openings?
I can't comment on that. I will only have a general comment on the market, because this I can. Generally, you very well know that because of the crisis, the activity of developers, real estate developers, has basically stopped. So, in my opinion, there will be a break of about 1 or 2 years in new openings, and the market is already restarting, the development market. But because it takes 2 years to build a shopping center, so basically we believe the activity will get back to normal in terms of number of new shopping centers being built in the year 2012.
And in terms of real estate assets, does Helios own any of these locations that the cinemas are located?
In most cases, not. There are two locations in Opole and Radom when Helios owns also the land and the buildings.
So only two out of, let's say, 24?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, and maybe the last question, I don't know if you can comment, the high debt, you expect it to be around 100 million zloty. What's the, like, approximate maturity? Is it a short-term or rather long-term, if you can just...
These are long-term debts.
Long-term debts.
Yeah. It's the 100 million is the total of financial lease obligations and loans, bank loans, and all of these are long term.
Hello, this is Przemek Sawala Uriasz from UniCredit CIB. First of all, congratulations on the preliminary agreement on the revenue diversifying acquisition. Three questions. What would you expect to be the primary synergies from the sales? As well as on the cost perspective. In particular, will Helios retain its current advertising provider intermediary, or should Agora be a direct supplier of those? The second one would be, what would you see as an underlying growth driver in the midterm for the business of Helios? Would that be particularly the growing ticket prices, or do you still see further room for market penetrations in the mid-sized cities? The last one would be, how do you perceive a competitive environment, given that one of the large players on the market is also increasingly interested in entering the mid-size cities with its multiplexes?
Okay, in terms of synergies, The direct synergies are limited, but the transaction is not about synergies, but it's about building value for our shareholders. And we believe, strongly believe, that this transaction will build substantial value for our shareholders because, exactly coming to your second question, because of growth prospects. There is prospect for further growth in prices, in the number of tickets sold, and also in the number of new cinemas to be opened. So all those three factors will contribute to growth. And in terms of threats from our competitors, there are competitors in all of the markets, including at this market. However, we believe that Helios is a very good operator in the smaller cities segment. There are still many cities at around 100,000 inhabitants that or slightly below, that do not have any multi-screen cinema, and therefore there is an opportunity to grow basically for everybody on this market still.
Yes, and I understand that there is a commitment of the current management to continue manage Helios.
Absolutely. 100% of the management team is completely committed to grow the company further. They love this company and they want to stay. And we believe they are very competent people, so we also want them to stay.
Good afternoon, this is Andrzej King of KNG. I got three questions. Number one, what's the funding for that acquisition? Are you going to pay with from cash or take debt on the balance sheet to pay for Helios? Question number two, is this acquisition going to change your dividend policy or affect your dividend policy this year? And number three, is the strategy of Helios going to be to continue to build in, to open in small cities, or would you also be looking to open cinemas in large cities?
Talking about the funding of the transaction, as we still have quite significant amount of cash on our balance sheet, so initially we think about financing it with own cash, but still we have an open credit line and we are able to refinance any transaction within a period of 6 months after the closing, so we will consider also this option as well.
And talking about the dividend, of course it's not us to decide about the dividend, it will be the shareholders that will decide about the dividend, so we have to wait for the shareholders meeting that it will be coming soon. And the third question was?
About small cities. The third question, the answer to the third question is that absolutely we are reviewing more and more real estate projects to continue development of the network. Most of them will be coming in smaller cities because in large cities the market is nearly saturated, is the cinema market and also the shopping centers. But obviously, if there is a new, a nice location, a new shopping center being built in a big city, we will also look at it as well.
Right, and the strategy is going to be to open only in Poland, or would openings in other countries be also part of the strategy?
Well, I think it's premature to say this at the moment. We are not the owners of the company. At the moment, it would be proper to ask the management of Helios to answer this question.
Some kind of a technical question. In realistically, when do you expect to close the transaction? I mean, there shouldn't be any objections from anti-monopoly office. What you realistically, when do you realistically think you will obtain all the permits and you will start consolidating Helios?
It's a question which is difficult to answer because of the preemption rights that the current shareholders have. And also, there are tag-along rights as well in the shareholder agreements that was signed some years ago between the individuals and the funds. So depending on whether there will be some shareholders exercising those rights or not, this timing may differ. So it's very difficult to estimate the actual timing. As I said, all the conditions precedent will have to be fulfilled within 7 months from signing.
All right.
So we give ourselves as long as that.
Opportunity. Mm-hmm. We're talking about Heliot here, but is it? Can you comment on your existing business? At least some kind of a general comment. Do you see any rebound in advertising market in going into second quarter? Let's say in the season that started in March, or a month ago or close to 2 months ago when you were releasing Q4 numbers, you didn't see any signs of significant improvement on the ad market. Would you be changing to this opinion, or rather maintaining it?
Well, I mean, as you know, according to the good practice and corporate governments, we are not allowed to comment right now before the publication of our yearly results that will be happening in a few days. So I hope we can have this conversation, I believe, in 1 week time.
Okay,
so I would like to thank you very much for this teleconference. There were a few questions about the synergies, and of course, as Zbyszek mentioned, the synergies are limited, but I would like to stress that we have a very strong local presence right now at our present businesses with the newspaper, with radio station, with outdoor. So, of course, there will be quite a lot of cross-promotion that definitely will be happening once we're going to close the deal. And, of course, on one hand, as it was mentioned during the presentation, the diversification of our revenues is really important for us. And, of course, we are on two markets right now, on the advertising market and on the news, or if you prefer, a content market. And we are adding a third one that's in the entertainment. That's something really important for us because that was something that was missing in our portfolio. So to a large extent, it's complementary for our portfolio. And so I believe that once we're going to close the deal, it will build value for our shareholders. So thank you very much for joining us today. And we are hoping that we will be closing this deal as soon as possible. And then we have a more in-depth conversation about it. Thank you very much.